This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Jody Wagner joins me on the long line. She is the Democratic nominee for Lieutenant Governor. She is the former Secretary of Finance, Virginia's Treasurer, and a successful entrepreneur from the Virginia Beach area. Jody, how are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm very good. Enjoying this beautiful weather. Where are you today?
I am in Norfolk, Virginia, but it sounds like the business expo that you're at would be a lot more fun.
Yeah, yeah, we got a lot of folks here. It is a good time. So give us an update. What's the latest on the campaign?
Well, the campaign's going very well. We've been traveling around the state. In fact, I was in Charlottesville yesterday, and I'm coming back again tomorrow to go to a couple events in Charlottesville. And we've had a wonderful reception everywhere that we've gone. We were fortunate to receive the Washington Post endorsement on Monday, and they said some very nice things. And Monday afternoon we spent with President Clinton, who came in for a rally. Tuesday we spent with President Clinton. Monday night I had a debate with my opponent in Roanoke. And today we're in Hampton Roads, and tomorrow we're back in Charlottesville. So things are going well.
Now, where will you be in Charlottesville for the folks who might want to see you?
We are actually going to be in an event at Joan Fenton's home, and I think she lives down on the mall.
She's a local business owner. That's right.
I'm sorry?
I was just saying Joan is a local business owner. That's right.
Yeah, she is. She owns a store right on the mall.
That's right. So I got to ask you, now the elephant in the room are the polls, none of which have been too kind to Cree Deeds, of course, which affects the down-ticket races like yours against Bill Bowling or Steve Shannon's against Ken Cuccinelli for Attorney General. Tell us your take on those polls. Are we putting too much stock in them? Are they overrated? And share with us, if you can, a little bit of the strategy between now and Election Day.
Well, I think, Coy, people are not yet paying attention to the down ticket races. They're just beginning to wake up to us, and we are seeing movement in our polls. People are beginning to recognize who the lieutenant governor candidates are, who the attorney general candidates are, and I think as people begin to focus on them, we are going to see dramatic movement. And you know, we've had some internal polls that have shown significant movement, so I feel very good about where we're headed. We've been communicating with voters on TV and cable. In fact, I believe this week we are communicating with the people in Charlottesville area on TV. And we're running a couple different ads, one that talks about my experience and one that talks about Mr. Bowling's failure to show up at board and commission meetings. In fact, he has a 6% attendance record for the duties that he's asked to do and paid for by the citizens of the Commonwealth.
Now, Jody, flesh that out for us, because I know that's a message that you've been sharing with voters across the state. What exactly does this mean, this attendance record, and what are these things that your campaign is making this claim that he's missing? What is that all about?
Well, the Lieutenant Governor Coy has two jobs. One is to preside over the Senate, and Mr. Bowling has done that. The second is to serve on 7 very important boards and commissions, and he has not shown up at most of those meetings. In fact, out of 67 meetings that he was supposed to be at, he went to 4. And, you know, a few of those commissions are things like the Virginia Disabilities Commission, which is there to enhance the lives of disabled, the Virginia Military Advisory Council, which is there to enhance the lives of military citizens, the Virginia Secure Panel, which is the Homeland Oversight Board for the state, and the Commission on Civics Education, which decides what your children are to learn in school regarding government. He never attended any of those boards and commissions. In fact, his attendance record is literally 6% of the board and commission meetings that he was supposed to be at. I believe the leadership is about, you know, leading and showing up, and Mr. Bowling has failed miserably to lead this Commonwealth as Lieutenant Governor, and you know, I know that in school, if I'm there 6% of the time, I probably flunk. And in a business, if you show up for work 6% of the time, you probably don't have a job very long.
We're talking with Jody Wagner. She is the Democratic nominee for lieutenant governor running against the Republican incumbent, Bill Bowling. Jody, share with us your take on the economy here in Virginia as formerly somebody who was right in there at the table crunching these numbers and looking at the forecasts. Give us your perspective about where we've been and where we're going.
Well, you know, Coy, Virginia's feeling the effects of the national recession, and there are people all over the Commonwealth that are struggling. I've met, you know, people that are that lost their jobs in Arlington and Charlottesville and Southwest. So we've got to get to work creating jobs, and we've got to do so in a very expeditious fashion. I believe that the future for Virginia lies in going after 21st century industries, things like green energy, biotech, conservation. And those are areas that Virginia is positioned to be a leader. We've got great research coming out of universities like UVA, Virginia Tech, and we need to commercialize that research and help individuals create companies and take the technology that the universities are producing and turn it into real live jobs. And we've got the capacity to do that in Virginia, and I think that we will be very successful if we adopt programs that encourage that activity.
Jody Wagner, she's the Democratic nominee for lieutenant governor. Jody, before we let you go, share with us what you would like voters to keep in mind. You know, we're just a couple of weeks out now from this big election. What do you want voters to be keeping in mind as they step into that booth in a couple of weeks?
Well, you know, Coy, I hope that they will give me an opportunity to serve them as lieutenant governor, because I will be a full-time lieutenant governor. I'll wake up every day, worry about the citizens of Virginia, and worry about taking the Commonwealth forward. In the Warner and Kane administrations, we accomplished a lot. We became the best-managed state, best state to do business in, best state to raise a child in, and we need to keep that momentum. We need to keep improving, and we need to keep building the Commonwealth and creating jobs and improving education and dealing with transportation. And that's going to take somebody committed to a bipartisan approach, strong fiscal management, and a willingness to, you know, put your shoulder to the grindstone and work hard. And I am willing and able to do that, and I look forward to doing it for the citizens of Virginia.
Endorsed by the Washington Post, Democratic nominee for Lieutenant Governor Jody Wagner, a successful entrepreneur from Virginia Beach, former Secretary of Finance and Treasurer. Jody, always great to talk to you, and good luck in November.
Thank you very, very much, Coy. Take care. Have a good day at the expo.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for taking time to chat with us.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit sevillepodcast.com for more.